burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
This is an amazing poll, and it should send a shiver down the spine of every Democrat out there. New Wall Street Journal poll. 50% of respondents cite inflation as the top issue for the government to tackle. Meanwhile, same poll, 63% of voters disapprove of Joe Biden's handling of rising costs and inflation. I'm going to read that again. 63%. Disapprove of Joe Biden's handling of rising costs and inflation. 47% of voters said that Republicans were better able to handle inflation compared with 30% who said that Democrats were better equipped to deal with such issues. This is one that absolutely stopped me in my tracks. The survey from the Wall Street Journal also found Republicans making gains among minority groups. By 9 percentage points, Hispanic voters in the new poll said they would back a Republican candidate for Congress over a Democrat. The two parties had been tied among Hispanic voters in the journal's previous survey in November. This thing has totally turned around, and it's looking good for the Republicans. And don't think the Democrats don't already know that. Stay with us. Sam Peters will join us. He's running for Congress in CD4. And he is mad as hell at what Congress just did. We'll tell you what they did and how they did it coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Real leaders are proven under fire. 2008 Afghanistan, the Taliban ambush. Captain Sam Brown's platoon engages when his Humvee strikes a roadside bomb. Combat veteran Anthony Roscoe witnessed the explosion.
His vehicle was instantly covered in flames, thrown in the air.
On a battlefield stretcher, severely burned and near death, Sam Brown thought only of his men.
From when I saw Sam on fire to when I saw Sam leave and get on that helicopter, not one time did he ask me about himself.
Evac to Texas. Sam Brown's battle continued. 30 surgeries. Years of recovery. Gunner Kevin Jensen, also wounded in the blast, witnessed Sam Brown's fighting spirit.
He just had that drive that I've never seen. His integrity, selfless courage.
Captain Sam Brown for U.S. Senate. New conservative leadership for Nevada. The battle-born fighter we need.
I'm Captain Sam Brown. I fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Russia has widened its offensive in Ukraine as it faces new trade sanctions from the U.S. and its allies. Russia struck airfields in the west and an industrial city in eastern Ukraine as its invasion reached its 16th day. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis tells the Salem Radio Network that Russian President Putin intends to surround and starve the capital of Ukraine, Kiev.
It would appear as if they're going to not only surround, but basically try to starve out the Kiev citizens. And if we can continue to resupply, that's probably the best alternative he has at this point.
Meanwhile, addressing the U.N. Security Council, U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield says Russia is fabricating allegations about chemical or biological weapons to justify its own violent attacks against the Ukrainian people.
The intent behind these lies seem clear, and it is deeply troubling. We believe Russia could use chemical or biological agents for assassinations as part of a staged or false flag incident or to support tactical military operations.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is calling on satellite provider DirecTV to reverse its plan to drop conservative news channel One America Network from its distribution effective next month. In a communication to DirecTV CEO Bill Morrow, Paxton charges that the satellite provider's decision is obviously viewpoint discrimination against OAN's conservative news programming, and that it is caving to pressure from such left-wing groups as Media Matters, who have been campaigning to remove OAN from cable systems nationwide. Another day of losses on Wall Street as the Dow was down by 229 points, the NASDAQ dropped 286. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Third-generation lawyers Alex and Orlando DeCastroverde built DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury on a legacy of fighting and winning for their clients. If you've been hurt, they will stand by you every step of the way, like family, because family would never let you settle for less than you deserve. DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
Don't let the stress of buying a new home or refinancing an existing mortgage get to you. With GFL Capital Mortgage, we make the process simple and fast, with most loans closing in 14 days or less. GFL Capital Mortgage will educate and guide you through every step of the process. We're A-plus rated with the BBB and 5-star rated with Google and Zillow. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 529-2444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada License Number NB4265, NML. S64367.
It's 204, and this is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. A DUI suspect was arrested after going nearly 100 miles per hour through a school zone as children were being dismissed, according to the Clark County School District Police Department. A post on the department's Facebook page from Thursday night said the driver, dubbed Party Time Tina, was traveling 92 miles per hour in a 15-mile-per-hour zone near an unidentified elementary school. A photo of the breathalyzer showed a blood alcohol level of 0.116. That's above the legal limit in Nevada of 0.08. And the police wrote, "School zones are areas where drivers need to take caution and be more aware of their surroundings. What a school zone is not is a racetrack." I think we all agree with that. Well, a reminder that we're going to be losing an hour of sleep this weekend as we spring ahead. Daylight savings time begins Sunday morning at 2. Local officials say it's also a good time to check your smoke alarms and replace their batteries. They add that you should replace any smoke alarm that's 10 years or older anyway, because the sensor actually becomes less sensitive over a period of time.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
little bit of congestion on the Southern Beltway right now. 215 eastbound at the 15 interchange, 215 westbound at Valley Verde. Those lane restrictions continue downtown, so do expect delays on the 515. That's both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three on this Friday. We always save the best for last, and so it is today. Joining us now, our good friend Sam Peters, Republican candidate for Congress in CD4. He is the owner of Peters Family Insurance. He's U.S. Air Force Major, retired, Bronze Star recipient. I don't know if he can all fit on his business card. I really don't. But Sam Peters joins us. Sam, how you been? How's life on the campaign trail?
Thank you for having me, Kevin. Well, the life is good. You know, a rolling stone gathers no moss, and I'm about as moss left as they come.
You were fit to be tied. In fact, the bill was barely passed before you were out on social media, and I got press releases today. You are fit to be tied about this $1.5 trillion omnibus spending bill. What is it about it you didn't like?
Well, there's lots about it I don't like, Kevin. First of all, you start with the process on how they pushed it through, much like they did Obamacare a number of years ago. Nancy Pelosi at it again with her, you know, we got to pass it to know what's in it kind of thing. We're talking about 5,000 pages of document that was pushed through. No chance, no way any congressional House member or Senate member has read through this thing and knows what's in it. The reality of it is 39 Republicans agreed to, you know, vote for this thing in the House, and it went through. It's passed the Senate. It's on its way to the president. And there's things in there that are not good for Americans. And quite frankly, Gun Owners of America, of which I'm a life member, they put out a report this morning. They did some digging into it. They, you know, very quickly went looking for gun grabbing terms and whatnot. And sure enough, there's a couple provisions in this omnibus funding bill that encourages the ATF to continue tracking people that buy guns. There's a portion of it that's called the NICS Denial Notification Act within this omnibus bill that has the ATF notifying local law enforcement when you get if a citizen gets a denial when they go to try and purchase a gun. You know, there's a background check. Go through the normal process, and if you come back for whatever reason, indications are that 9 out of 10 of those denials are false denials. But this bill has the ATF notifying local law enforcement that you got a denial, and even more than that, this bill funds the deputization of local police to go create investigations on you if you get a denial for trying to buy a gun. That's just one of so many other things that are in this bill. There's money for, you know, incredible amounts of money for other countries and their borders. There's no money for our border. It's insanity what just happened in our federal government.
I remember watching a photo op, a news conference, I believe it was yesterday or maybe the day before, with Nancy Pelosi, and she explained that they were having to remove COVID money. And last time I checked, I don't think the emergency is over when it comes to COVID-19. Is that true, that there's money that was in there for COVID, but it's gone? It didn't make the final cut.
Not necessarily true. I mean, it's, you know, on the top end, there's not a section that's labeled COVID, and there's not a section that says X million or billion of dollars is used directly and only for COVID. But I will tell you that there is a $5 million portion in there, Section 211 of this omnibus bill. $5 million keeps a physician on staff at the Capitol to continue doing whatever they want to do with COVID. You know, there's 33 times in this bill, in this omnibus bill. Again, it's 2,741 pages. I mentioned over 5,000 pages because there's another 2,400 pages of reference documents. So you can read the 2,700 pages, but unless you are a ginormous library brain, you have to reference 2,400 other pages to understand what you're reading in this bill. And in this bill, again, 33 times it references COVID. There's sections that talk about development in Haiti, and it references COVID there, money being used for COVID there. It references other Central American countries. And we're talking big numbers. We're not talking little bitty numbers. We're talking in the hundreds of millions.
I want to ask you about a number of different things, but there's breaking news today in that the U.S., and this was announced by the president, slashed Russia's trade status, most favored nation status, and also banned the import of alcohol. You mean no Stoli? You mean I can't get a shot of Stoli tonight?
Wow, that's really going to have a giant impact on what Russia wants to do in their war efforts, not allowing vodka to come into the United States from Russia. That's what an incredible step this administration just took. And I'm being facetious, obviously. This is their entire handling of this mess in Russia leading up to it. Last time I was on your show, we talked about, you know, this thing started on January 20th of 2021 when he was inaugurated, and the weakness that he has showed all along. And, you know, all you have to do is you watch some of these video clips of Kamala Harris standing at the podium yesterday and just blubbering on, has no idea what she's talking about whatsoever. And she's the vice president of our United States. It's an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment for every citizen. And I keep seeing stories, and it's wonderful that I'm seeing these. People are regretting voting for this administration, and I hope that obviously that continues to be the case going through 2022 midterms and into 24.
Because you are operating out of CD 4, you're driving a lot. How much does it cost to fill up your SUV? I'm just curious.
I've got a Toyota Tacoma truck, and I filled it up earlier this week, and it was over $75.
Wow, what was it before?
It was half that. It was at least half that. I paid four. I was lucky. I only paid $470. I was talking to gentleman Jim a minute ago, and he paid near $5 today or yesterday. Earlier in the week, I was at $470, but you're hard pressed to find it at $470 today.
I'm just curious. Do you have any ideas on what this administration could do today? I know there were things down the road that we could do to fix that and the high gas prices. But you know, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and things like that. Are there things that this administration should be doing that they're not doing right now?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I said it weeks ago and months ago, even. You know, when they shut down the pipeline and they put the restrictions on the drilling and the big oil companies and Jen Psaki's every day lying at the podium on, you know, pushing this off on Russia and Ukraine and the industry, you know, saying that they have all the permits they need and they can do whatever they want. It is absolutely not true. There's things that they can do today, but unfortunately the effect of the things that they do today will not be in place for a few weeks or months as the supply chain continues, you know, is reopened. It's not a, you know, flip the switch and the supply chain is open and off we go. There's lots of pieces that go into this, from the refining to the drilling and the you know, gathering of the crude, the mining of it, et cetera. Those things have been shut off, and it's going to take some time for them to be turned back on, but they absolutely need to be turned back on. This whole discussion and these talking points, you know, Pete Buttigieg the other day telling people to buy Tesla vehicles if you can't afford gas. This guy's an idiot. What is he talking about? It makes no sense whatsoever what they're doing. It is all about their Green New Deal and progressive movement, and it's not what America wants. It's not what America needs, and it is going to continue to destroy our country if we allow it to.
Again, Sam Peters joining us, Republican candidate for Congress in CD4. He is the owner of Peters Family Insurance. He is a U.S. Air Force major and Bronze Star recipient, and he is running for Congress in CD4. Can you give me a sense of what you're hearing on the ground from people in CD4? 50% in a Wall Street Journal poll say their number one issue is inflation and gas prices and things like that. What are you hearing from voters on an everyday basis?
Yeah, that's the most immediate, right? That's the most immediate impact because it hurts it hurts the pocketbook today, and we are hearing that, no question. We're driving up to Nye County. Perump has their Nye County has their Lincoln Day dinner tonight, and we'll be at that this evening. But you know, it hurts your pocketbook when you have to buy groceries, and groceries are up, you know, double digit percentage, and gas is up 50% from where it was a year ago. So those things are obviously top of mind because it hurts right now. But don't believe everything you read in the polls. People are very concerned about, you know, we just had a telephone town hall around the invasion that's going on at the southern border. People are very concerned about that. When you see headlines of illegal immigrants that are murdering children, which we, you know, we just saw earlier this week, you know, those type of things are top of mind as well. Obviously, the economy and jobs and all of that. But election integrity is still a big one. Election integrity has not gone off the radar for people who are concerned about this country and knowing that and you know, the belief that Joe Biden is, quite frankly, stole the election. So there's a lot of that going around, a lot of different issues that are big ticket issues. Obviously, the one that affects us most directly in our pocketbook is top of mind as well.
I want to ask you about the border invasion, because that is so vitally important to our nation, to our state, to our community. But I want to find out, get maybe a quick debrief on what you learned at your telephone town hall.
Yeah, so we had Ron Colburn on, and I will throw a plug out there. You pushed it for me. You let people know that they could dial in, and unfortunately there was some technical difficulty, so some folks weren't able to get in. But we did have throughout the course of about an hour, we had over 6,000 people logged into the town hall and joining the conversation. It was an incredible success. And we had Deputy Chief Ron Colburn, former Deputy Chief of the U.S. Border Patrol, on. Morale is down. Morale is for the Border Patrol agents. If people are listening, say a prayer for these heroes that are trying to do their very best down there. But morale under this administration and what's happening in Department of Homeland Security under the leadership or the lack of leadership of Mayorkas, morale is an incredible issue. I've talked about it before. 125 mile sections of the border are going unguarded for days upon days because agents are being pulled out to process people that are coming in. People are literally walking up to Border Patrol stations in Yuma and other places and just turning themselves in because they know they'll be allowed in, they'll be giving a notice to appear, and they'll be set free into America. And then, you know, a lot of times, and they'll be put on buses and planes and taken to San Francisco, Chicago, Las Vegas, and all these other cities. And that is what this administration is doing. We have had, you know, we've heard the number 1.7 million in the last fiscal year. 3 weeks ago, I talked to another Border Patrol agent, and he said since October, there has been over 800,000 illegal immigrants process through. And those, again, are the ones we know about. And keep in mind that 125-mile stretch of land, multiple stretches of land that have gone unguarded for days upon days. So we have no idea at this point who's in our country, how many are in our country, what their intentions are in their country. But here's another piece. As Ron Colburn mentioned to us, these people coming from the southern border are representing of over 100 countries. 36 of those countries are on the high risk watch group from the Federal Bureau of Investigation and State Department. So the people that are coming through the southern border are not our friends, and we're welcoming them, or Biden's welcoming them with open arms. And it's disgusting. It's just disgusting.
I want to ask you, especially with your military background and all, the UN meeting to discuss bioweapons in the Ukraine, funded by the U.S., is this fake news? Is this propaganda? What is this? It's coming from Russia.
Well, you know, in Russia's position, the automatic thought is probably is propaganda, and that it probably is. But we also have to think back to just a few years ago, when the United States, which has been, it's been, you know, proven to this point, we have been funding bio research at the Wuhan lab, and you know, look at the COVID situation we find ourselves in, if have found ourselves in for the last 2 years. So I take pause when I hear this. Yes, it's suspicious that it's coming out at this time and it's coming from Russia. But at the same time, with what's going on in this administration and how the federal government has been acting over the last, you know, 10 years or so, we got to pay attention. We got to pay attention to what's going on. And if they are funding, if the United States federal government is funding this type of research in Ukraine, we're going to have some more big problems on our hands. So we got to keep our eye on it.
Got to ask you, I've been hearing rumblings, and I've only got a couple of minutes left, that you have a major, major endorsement to announce, maybe today, maybe Monday. Can you share anything with us?
I will share it with you, Kevin. We found this out late yesterday. I've had a number of conversations with a gentleman over the course of the last week. We've had some great discussion, not only on the border, but law and order across the country and things that are happening in this administration at the federal level. And I'll tell you what, I'm incredibly excited to let you know and your listeners know that Sheriff Joe Arpaio from Maricopa County, Arizona, has jumped on the Peters team. He is very excited about what we're doing. This guy is a legend in law and order and law enforcement. You know about him, and we know about him from, you know, the pink underwear that he gave detainees in Arizona and Maricopa County, and putting him in tent cities and all of that. But his law enforcement career spans back to the 50s, when he was actually a law enforcement officer right here in Las Vegas, and at one point arrested Elvis for driving 100 miles an hour on the roads here in Las Vegas. So Sheriff Joe Arpaio has endorsed our campaign. It is very exciting to have him on board, and we're going to continue push to honor that endorsement.
Sam, in our final minute, what do you have coming up? Are there events that are going to be happening, and how can folks reach out to you and help your campaign?
There's another big event. It's going to come out. We're going to post it, and we're going to announce it next week. But it's going to be on April 2nd. So mark your calendars. It's a big, big event. We're going to have a lot of fun with it. I hope I can convince you to come out and join us, Kevin. But more to come on that. If you want to keep in touch with us, sampetersforcongress.com. Send us a note through the website. You can check us out at Facebook at Sam Peters Nevada. Lots and lots of stuff happening on this, and more events will be coming out in the next few days.
Hey, Sam, it's always good. Be safe in your travels to Lincoln Day dinners and all kinds of functions like that. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to have a good weekend. I hope you have a good weekend as well.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Always a pleasure, sir.
There you go. Sam Peters, a Republican candidate for Congress in CD4. Stay where you are. More to do on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
There's only one candidate for any office who is endorsed by both President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, and that's our conservative leader here in Nevada, Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt served as our Attorney General, taking on establishment elitist politicians from both parties. He's leading the charge to restore election integrity in our state. Laxalt sued the federal government, stopping unconstitutional attempts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights and our religious freedoms. As our next senator, Adam Laxalt, will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech, and Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always